We continue with the day's top business news and now focusing on hotspots for card fraud in South Africa. According to a global report on global fraud, Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal and the Western Cape have been identified as such. It's also found that 33% of South Africans have been victims. Senior legal manager at Old Mutual Personal Finance, Sori Kluti, joins us on the line for this conversation. Good evening.
Good evening to me.
Let's start here, Sori. What's to be said about these findings?
Oh, that is disturbing. The fact that one third of South Africans have been caught in some form of card fraud makes it very disturbing, and especially our metropole areas. And what we can take from that is that we've got to be alert and got to be more aware to make sure that nobody gets hold of our precious cash and our savings in some way or form.
Speaking about being alert, how do South African consumers safeguard themselves against this? What do we mean by being alert? What is it that one should avoid doing?
Yes, number one, you should always be aware of where you are and what you use. For instance, if you look at credit card fraud, be aware of what you use your credit card for. What do you spend it on? Be alert that you don't use it for. There's a lot of online fraud going on in terms of internet that you use your credit card for. And then when you use your credit card to go out and use it in any form and manner, make sure that you alert for what you use it. Another thing that a person should be aware of is when you go and draw cash. Mm-hmm. Don't go and draw cash late at night when there's nobody around and there's nobody looking out for you. Be alert of where you go and use your card in any way or form.
What then is the role of the financial institutions in this regard where protecting consumers is concerned?
That's a very, very good question. Financial institutions, we've got to make sure that we alert our customers, make sure that they're aware of what is going on. There's also another form of fraud, and that is these emails going around. Phishing so-called emails where people get caught in a scam by giving their personal information. So from a financial institution, we've got to make sure that clients are always aware that they should not give their personal information out for any reason. They should make sure that their personal information is only used for the purpose that they want it to be used. So if you get asked a question about your ID number or your password, please never, ever divulge it to anybody for whatever reason.
Do you find that South Africans are picking up on the trends that we continue to see where fraud is concerned and phishing is concerned? Are we becoming
Absolutely.
More alert?
I don't know if we're always becoming more alert. The fact that we are also busy with a lot of our daily work and we're not always aware of things that we're approached for. We're probably aware, but we're not as alert as we should be. I always say when you get confronted with anybody asking any of your personal information, step back and just reassess the situation to make sure that you don't provide your information in any way or mean that could lead to your detriment, basically.
Thank you so much for your contribution, senior legal
manager.
Could
I just add something else as well? If you are in any way scammed or your bank card is in any way, please report it as soon as possible because it could lead to a situation that you don't lose more money than what you've already lost.
Great advice. Thank you so much. Senior legal manager at Old Mutual Personal Finance, Sori Kluti, talking to us about hotspots for card fraud in South Africa. Those include Gauteng, the Western Cape, as well as KwaZulu-Natal.